On a Saturday morning in early June in the high school culinary arts room, Chef Elisa Gestel is laying out the game plan.
Things that I want you guys to take away from today is, you know, cooking should be fun. It shouldn't be intimidating.
About 15 people have showed up today for the first of three cooking classes that aim to teach simple, healthy recipes that make use of local vegetables from Farragut Farm. Gestel is no stranger to fresh veggies, having run a farm-to-table restaurant in Washington State for several years. She says the best way to prepare delicious, healthy food is to start with high-quality ingredients.
Very familiar with the farm-to-table. I think it's the best way to go. Your product is only going to be as good as what you start with.
These days, Gestel works as a chef on board the Kestrel, an Alaska Department of Fish and Game research vessel homeported in Petersburg. Today, the students are divided into four groups and assigned a dish or two to make, following recipes that Gestel has prepared specially for the class.
Today we're doing a big variety of dishes. We've got kind of a grits and green dish that we're going to pair with some shrimp that was donated to us by the fishing vessel Saga. We've got a lot of fresh kale, so we're going to do a kale gratin, kind of a nice ooey gooey cheesy kale dish that nobody can say no to.
Also on the menu, kale Caesar salad, roasted baby turnips, and homemade salad dressing. After Gestel gets everyone set up, it's off and running. The kitchen quickly comes alive with the happy hustle and bustle of food preparation. On one side of the room, Larissa Lewis is preparing the kale for the salad. She says she came to the class because it's a rare opportunity to do some hands-on learning.
We don't have much for cooking classes here. It's usually, for me, it's YouTube and, you know, finding stuff online. But it's nice to be able to come and be in person.
Over on the frittata team, Mary Midkiff is slicing up Swiss chard and hoping this class can give her some inspiration for summer cooking.
I'm a teacher, so during the school year, I cook very little, and I try and cook more in the summer, so I thought this would maybe motivate me.
Midkiff says she likes Gestel's emphasis on preparing both main dishes and condiments from scratch.
I like when she was talking about like salad dressings and making your own, and I've done some of that in the past, so I think this will give me some ideas and some, hopefully, confidence to try some new things.
Things seem to be off to a good start, but about halfway through, Gestel faces a minor rebellion from the salad team, whose members are questioning the instructions that call for putting the crouton bread in the blender.
So this group is questioning my knowledge of croutons, but so
I know.
So the whole thing with this is, you know, a lot of people are familiar with croutons. Homemade croutons are great. They're really easy.
And so the unorthodox method leads to another teaching moment, which is exactly what Gestel was hoping for. Crouton disputes aside, the dishes are coming together pretty quickly, which is also part of the lesson Gestel is hoping to get across here.
So all of these recipes are designed to be able to be done in about 30 minutes or less. So they're all a pretty quick process. I don't believe things need to be lengthy or too challenging in order to be delicious. Again, it goes back to when you're starting off with really great fresh ingredients, you don't need to hide them underneath a lot of other flavors.
And just like that, it's time to take the dishes out of the oven and dig in. Each group plates their creations and lays them out buffet style on a table. Then, the moment of truth.
It's good. I would have never thought to use kale for a Caesar salad.
That's Larissa Lewis, who was preparing the salad earlier. Mary Midkiff, the teacher who was looking for some new ideas, says the class has helped her get a handle on a few vegetables she would otherwise avoid.
Just kale and chard and some of that stuff I stay away from because, you know, I kind of think of it as bitter sometimes. Gives me some ideas on how to maybe make it palatable.
All of the dishes got rave reviews, and by the time people started taking seconds, they were already asking about signing up for the next class. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.